I'm Don Molino. Here's your Morning Farm Report on 97.3 The Dog, brought to you by Chasson Brothers, 214 East Pinhook, next to the railroad tracks, serving Acadiana since 1933. Dicamba can now be used over-the-top in dicamba-tolerant cotton and soybeans. Good news for some, but the chairman of the Louisiana Soybean Research Board, Charles Canatella, is concerned about that approval from EPA.
To me, the growers aren't living up to their side of the deal. You know, they're using this stuff off-label, and we're getting damage. And now EPA has come back and said we can use it again. Personally, I think we're going to have troubles again. You know, if growers don't do their part, you know, label rates and put out when it needs to be put out, I think it's just going to be short-lived, personally. I haven't seen the new label. They tell me it's very, very restrictive. Personally, my son and I, we're probably not going to go back to it. It was a great tool, but we've moved on to the inlet soybeans, and it's not quite as restrictive. Whether it'll become restrictive, I don't know. But as of now, it's not as restrictive as the dicamba label.
I'm Don Molino with your Morning Farm Report from the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network on 97.3 The Dog.